There was one or two small inyanim that I wanted to point out from the Gemaras of the Refuahs. We dealt with most of what we wanted to talk about there. But I just want to point out one or two halachic points. On Samach Tes Amud Beis, find this on. Yes, on the days. Where's the part about the leeches? Okay, maybe we'll leave that for now. I'm finding it. You have this interesting discussion of Tosos. Just wanted to point out there that Rav Shimon bar Ashi avadli lehao obed kochavim, right? That the proof that one of the refuahs here works that he did it for a certain guy. And then Tosfos asks, "Kikshar, Rabbi Ben Chanan, top Tosfos, Daf Ayin of an Aleph." The top Tosfos, Ayin of an Aleph, Kikshar, Rabbi Ben Chanan, Amaylo also Raps Ovi Chavim. Happen Shim Barashi do a refuah for a guy. It's also from Rabbi Ovi Chavim. I'm bringing my meeting. I'm your latest meeting. Got a feel of right? You can't be a midwife or a nursemaid for an Ovi Chavim, even Bischar. Of the fish of the level just go chavim, right? Because you are growing someone who's going to be over chavim, and that is usher. So likewise, healing, you're saving the life of someone who's going to go chavim. That should be usher. And Tosa gives three answers, right? In Avodah Zarah, he gives two answers. Not clear exactly which of those they are. Omar, read number one. Shemekli this klakim before sharik the sheid el rapos yisrael al kei. Al they came. Really, he wasn't doing it. It's mutter to save the over chavim. Because he was testing out the refuah in order to save Jews. The Gemara there says, "Makom Eva," there is a heter of Mialedes Meneges Biskar v'Makom Eva. Mialedes Biskar v'Makom Eva. If it would lead to hatred, if they see that you don't want to help them, and the Gemara the. The Rishonim, many Rishonim say, when is there heter of Eva? Only if they know that you're qualified. Meaning, if I'm a layman and no one knows that I know how to be a midwife, then there's an Eva. But if you know, think I'm a shingle, you're a midwife, you're supposed to open the cup, it'll be Eva. And his mother here also, maybe this old cup knew Rav Shimon bar Ashi was an expert doctor. So there was Eva. It's not so clear what this means by this. That maybe the Isser is only Mialedes Menika. Mialedes Menika is Megatel, to sort of birth someone. But healing, maybe is not the same problem as Megatel Avodas Kochavim, as Mialedes Umenekes. Somehow the Isser seems to be a big finish. But the Isser is only Mialedes Umenekes, sort of, bringing or raising new people in the world, healing existing people. That is not an Isser. Okay, this is a big finish. You think more of the Chavim is more of the Chavim, less of the Chavim is less of the Chavim. What's the difference? It's not clear to me what the difference is, I must admit, in Tosos, but it seems to me the difference is that one is sort of, being. Sort of marve all day come in the world via Megadel. The other is just not just keeping the situation, and saving Obed from being lost to the world. Maybe there's some Indian, sort of kuruvu, that the world should be filled with Obed Hashem, not with Obed Kochavim. So therefore, we don't want to fill the world with Obed Kochavim. But if they're already Obed Kochavim in the world, then it's not the end of the world if they stay there.
They're also being, close.
But that's not what it says. It says it could. I mean, but the Gemara says like Tosfos, so I think less likely. Fascinatingly, the Gerush Yerachim says a much simpler answer, which is that it's always tricky in Shas when you have the word Obed Kochavim. Obed Kochavim is always tricky because sometimes Obed Kochavim means literally a worshiper of idols. Sometimes Obed Kochavim means a goy. And it's very hard to even know sometimes what people mean because, it's one of these sensitive words that was changed because of the censor. Even nowadays, there are words that are not politically correct, and every 5 years you have to change them because the new word becomes not politically correct, the new word becomes politically correct, etc. So, same thing happened. So, even if it's said right here, right, it's the third line, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, Shim Bar Ashi, Avadli, the how Obed Kochavim. The Dover Acher, Ve'i Tasi, this Obed Kochavim had Saras, and he did this reform for him, and he was healed. It's hard to know if, whoever wrote this originally, did it say Obed Kochavim, did it say Nachri, did it say who knows what, suggests the Gerush Yerachim that, not every word Obed Kochavim, at least if we have printed the word Obed Kochavim, maybe once upon a time, they were very Medayim, different words for different kinds of Gentiles. Right? But if we have printed Obed Kochavim, it doesn't necessarily mean the same thing all the time. And here he healed Saras. Okay, he wasn't the first one to heal a guy with Saras. Right? Those of us who are, I don't want to accuse anyone of being not yeshivish. But there's something called Nach. And in that, controversial. A book called Nach, there's a Sefer Melachim, where Elisha heals Naaman Sartzva Aram of his Tzara'as, and he asks why. You can give many other answers. You can give the closest answer, because you're up to this. Actually, knew he wouldn't worship idols, which Taka happened in the end, right? After he saw it happen, he said, "You worship idols in England." Okay, there's some technical issues there of Pikuach Nefesh. As to how far he could go. But give me a second. So says the Gerush Yerachim, maybe this guy was not an idol worshiper. Meaning, there's guy and there's idol worshiper. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah was talking about an idol worshiper, not a Gentile. The Gemara right here in the story of Shemarash was talking about a Gentile, not an idol worshiper. And the Yisurim there are for idol worship, not for Gentiles. After all, there's nothing bad about having Gentiles in the world, even if they're not Mamashi Yer Tosha. Having Gentiles in the world is not good. Okay, it would be nice if everyone was in your top shelf. Having Gentiles in the world is not against the whole premise of the existence of the world. Only having idol worshippers against the premise of the existence of the world. The whole world is created. The Chvodi Barasid, it's hard to have a Siv, and worshiping idols is the opposite of Kod Hashem. So he suggests that, very simple, that not all Goyim are stamped, in the same model, and that. And here it's Medoya, because here it says the problem is God will ban Lavodas Kochavim. Seems to be the problem is Mamash idol worship. Not just when you say someone's Obed Kochavim, you never know what the original word was or what it means, etc. There it says you may God will not Lavodas Kochavim, except like for Mamash idol worship. This guy wasn't an idol worshiper, so therefore the Gemaras and Avodah Zarah don't apply to him. Okay, that's just interesting because this underlies all of the halachas that we're choosing God. When do we be idol worshippers? When do we be Gentiles? Obviously, there's some things that apply to Gentiles, having with idol worshippers. There are some things that, you can't count the Gentile for Zimun, regardless of what he does in his free time. Some things only apply to idol worshippers, and they'll go back to in between categories, and we'll just leave that as a hard.
Oh, so somebody who doesn't believe in anything, let's say, not a people in the United States, they don't necessarily believe in anything. Are they an Obed Avodah Zarah?
Or not. And they're far from a Yer Tosha for a Tzaddik, right? But Lachora, they're not an Obed of Zara. Lachora, an Obed of Zara means Mamash Obed of Zara. It's an interesting question, after all. Why should an atheist be as bad as an Obed of Zara? Agav, some Americans are atheists. Only the ones who live near big populations of Jews, meaning big cities. Most of America, you know, are don't live in Los Angeles or, you know, or New York. Pretty if they do, they live in the other there. You know, and, you know, the more ethnic neighborhoods, and they believe in God just fine. Okay, that's just a question. But see, it's a good question. It seems to be just as much a lack of Bod Hashem, but maybe because it's not, you know, actually a Maisa, it's not the same. Lemaisa, it seems to be not the same halachically, but Kesh London was a Harvey philosophically, but not for now.
No, okay, and I've met people who are Noahites. I think that's what they call it.
Noahites.
That they keep the seven.
Noahites keep seven mitzvah. Noah, that's positive that if someone keeps seven mitzvah, well, if someone keeps seven mitzvah, Noah is already borderline your toshav. You know, it not technically your toshav because they become your toshav. Well, no, hey, but that's much easier to say for your toshav. Not only you don't need a heter to be proper your toshav. The Rabban says it's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa that you're chayav to. Be machaya to worry about the life of your toshav. He means not only your point, it's even economic. So the question what why would you need your toshav shim is they know, but that's close enough that l'chora, I don't think, and no one have a hab mina saying you shouldn't be rabbe, someone keeps shabbat, they know, or the Noahites, but there aren't so many of them in the world. Interesting trivia point, but then we have to get back to Indiana Jones was a Noahide. The real life person who the movies are based on, obviously the movies are based on the personality of the real fellow, but they exaggerate a little or a lot. But no, not the actor, the character. Someone knew a guy named Jones.
Yeah,
you know, an archaeologist named Jones who was very adventurous and said, "Hey, let's make a movie, but you know, we'll call him Indiana." Because, you know, they don't want to get sued for talking about a real person, and we'll make the adventures a little more unrealistic. But he's a real guy. I have a cousin who was Osik of the Noahites. A Rev was Osik of the Noahites, who was a personal friend, and he was a Noahite, but never for him.
What if you're a doctor, and you know that they are Odeh problem, they're like a Buddhist, and you know there's not going to be Ava, and you're very well versed, you don't need to practice, like... What if all the killers aren't there? Is there still, like, would we hold like this today?
Okay, so he's lying in Harvey because there's a meat who says that, this is a fundamental machlokas. Many poskim say if someone's not an Ovi of Odazara, then all the Tinam it says in the Gemara of Odazara don't apply to them. What if they are an Ovi of Odazara? What? Okay, that's already a different madriga. What if they are no Ovid of Zara? Then simple shot, they are no Ovid of Zara. Everything it says in the Marmos applies to the famous sheet of Iri, who says that no, they only meant the uncivilized, the barbaric Ovid of Zara, like the old ones. But if you civilize Ovid of Zara, then that is different, meaning if they have a culture and religion and system of laws that's civilized, then these discriminatory regulations don't apply to them. Kayadua, that Ramarin Soloveitchik thought Me'ipur didn't be possible like the Me'iri on this. So, not so Pashut, but again, this is, you know, more than enough for this Tosfos. Now I want to skip a little, you know, we'll leave the Refuas for now and go to the Agatas, right? There are two interesting phenomena that are not typical Masechus Gittin in the beginning of this Perek. There's Refuas and there is Agatas. There are two agatas in the beginning of, let's get back to some Zion base, the beginning of Misha Achso. One, a story from the time of Shas. And number two, a legend about Shlomo HaMelech. Look, over the story from the time of Shas, I think we would all agree we should take it literally, as, you know, it actually happened literally the way they portray it. Let's talk about people at that time. So let's see what we can learn from that story. So let's start with the story, Samat Zion Beis. Right where we left off in the Refuas, we have Rav Amram Chasida. He had Mitzarin Le'Bei Reish Gulusa, when the people from the Bei Reish Gulusa and not the Reish Galusa himself necessarily, but the Reish Galusa had a whole chotzer, as they say nowadays. And, you know, the Reish Galusa was a politician. You know what it is with politicians. A politician might be okay, might not be okay. But at the time, he has all his pidim and everything. You know, there's going to be a lot of corruption and not so good people there. So they would try to torture Rav Amram Chasida. Rashi suggests because he was such a chassid, he was always machmir, they didn't like his chumras, so they tried to get revenge on him. They would make him sleep on the snow. They would make him sleep someplace cold. L'chor, they have to explain. Not they would tell him to sleep on the snow. They would say no. They would give him room to sleep in and then open the windows and let all the snow come in. Right? And he would catch a cold. L'machor, really, my niece, L'lei L'mar. And the next day they say, what would the Rebbe like to eat? D'lei S'lei, that will bring you. Amar, ani, and he was clever. Right? Chachma t'chaye ba'aleha. Because we know, based on the last one, that for heat or cold, there are two opposite kinds of menus. Whatever I tell them, they will give me the opposite. I'm a little bit so God will give me the fat red meat roasted on coals for chamra.
The
lean meat. I apologize. Give me the lean meat with the diluted wine. Of course, they bring fat meat to roasted on coals for chamra chaya and undiluted wine. And that way he saved himself. Nonetheless, I guess they tortured him so much that that wasn't enough. So Shama Yalta, she commanded to bring him to the bathhouse, and to put him in the water of the bathhouse until it turned red from his blood. The koi bisra, shiti, and he had white spots all over his skin. These are all good things to cure this. And then he was cured. Baruch Hashem. excuse me. Rav Yosef Yasek Brichaya, once we're talking about refuos that actually happen to people, Rav Yosef would grind the millstone, like the big millstone, you know, like a donkey turn around, he would like grind the millstone to heat himself up when he was cold. Rav Sheshi Yasek Mishuri, he would carry giant beams. Amar, Gdola Malacha, Shemacha Memes, Es Baalei, you see how great Malacha is because it heats up, it warms up the person who does it and cures them. Here we have an interesting machlokas, just point out the Rambam, the famous, maybe infamous, Rambam in the Pirush of Shais, the fourth paragraph of Avos, where he comes out railing against, he starts out railing against the system of the Gaon, which was that they would tax every community, send a certain amount of money to support the yeshivas. And he says, whoever heard that to learn Torah, you can tax people and force them to pay you money. And then he goes even further and says, and you actually can't take money at all for learning Torah, for teaching Torah, etc., and everyone should work, and he tied us that all the Tanam and Amoraim worked. We have many stories about Tanam and Amoraim working for a living. He tied us they all worked for a living, and none of them made money off of Torah. And he says, here's one of the rabbis, Rav Sheshis and Rav Yosef work, that says, G'dola Malacha, Shemachamemes Es Ba'alea, what are they saying? Malacha is great, and one of the fringe benefits of malacha is that it also warms you up and cures you, and it's good for your constitution. I think that's how they used to say. It's good for your constitution. But we see that they worked. And the Kesef Mishnah, on the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam also says this, B'kitzer. He doesn't quote Mishnah of the says this as well, very harshly in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, and the Kesef Mishnah on the side has a very long testimony. He goes point by point, and he basically tells us that the Rambam's wrong halachically, and the Rambam's wrong historically. The Tanam and Amoraim did not work. The Tanam and Amoraim got supported for their Torah. And if we see stories of them working, either it's before they became famous, yeah, of course Hillel worked. That was before anyone knew who he was. He was just an anonymous fellow. He's going to give him money. But clearly, once they saw his halacha, it didn't work anymore. And he goes through and he says, oh, and some other stories working? Yeah, that's because their society was so poor that they were in the kfir and no money to support them in the chacham. If you have no choice, you have no choice. The bidi evad, a talmud chacham should work if no one donates money. Let's say there is widespread poverty. What are you supposed to do? But mechachila, the kfir should donate money, and the talmud chacham should be supported. And the kesemish says, oh, what about Rav Sheshi, Rav Yosef? He says, no, you have to read the Gemara very Vedavka. Gedola Malach Shema Kamenes Ba'alah. They didn't think Malach is great. It's better to work than to receive a salary from the yeshiva, or from the community more precisely. They says Malach is good because it's healthy when you have certain health problems. And as Rashi says here, Rav Yosef Yasag Latalga Brechaim Kidei Sheyachamein V'Yadziah. What does he say? Rav Yosef worked in order to get hot and sweat when he had talga, when he had this cold, we call it cold, yeah, some disease caused by the cold, and sweating and getting hot is good for you. So he says, obviously, Rav Sheshi Rav Yosef didn't work for a living. Just when the doctor said, it's like we say exercise, right? That was their exercise, they had no treadmills. So the doctor says you have to exercise because of your medical condition. So therefore, he says, no, he just schlepped beans from one side of the house to the other. He didn't get paid to do it. And that's when the diet did Rashi. He didn't do it for a parnasa. He only did it for a pool. Okay, so that's machlokes. Rather than think they did this for a parnasa, and the fringe benefit is mechamemes baleha. And he puts this on his list of proofs of Tanam and Amaron who worked. And the Kesem Mishnah says, based on Rashi, no, chas v'shalom. They got a stipend, and they only did this for refuah. Okay, continuing. Here we get to the good story. Amalei Rav Shgulusha Lord Sheshes. My time of the son Margav on one of the what? You don't trust my kashrus? Amalei says, yes, I don't trust your kashrus. Delomah lo avdi, your avadim are no good. The chashid eid menachai. They're chashid eid menachai. Okay, probably they were only chashid eid menachai. He was saying they're even chashid eid menachai. No, even chashid eid menachai. Right, your avadim, your whole house is treif. I'm really being Yamar, the Rishkulus with a little salt. So he says, who says? I'm really Hashem Achmin, I'll show you. I'm really the Shame, Rav Sheshes told his Shamus, Zil Gnov Aiti Lichada Kra Mechi Yusa. Go steal and bring me one leg of the animal. I see way. So his Shamus brought him one leg of the animal, stole it. I'm really Hadmi Hadumi the Dichi Yusa. So he said to the servants, chop me up an animal. Bring it and serve it to me. I said, plus, you see what I mean? They brought, but there were only three legs. This Yeshama stole one and they brought it in front of him. I'm a little Hopal, Shel Shrek Lagim Habi. Says, what do you mean? That's only three legs. You're serving a three legged animal? He said, oh, no. We threw out one piece in the kitchen. Must have fallen off while we brought it from the kitchen. So, I see, Chad me Alma. They quickly went to a live animal, chopped off a leg, and brought one from another animal. See what I mean? Put it there. I'm a little Yeshama. Says, the Yeshama, go put that one back. Osve, he put it back. Only high best chamish reglayim hava. He says, "What is this? A five-legged animal?" So therefore, he proved that they were serving Eber Menachai. He didn't mean they were lahatka serving Eber Menachai just for kicks. Can't imagine Eber Menachai tastes any better than anything else. But when they were stuck, this most cautious problems are when someone's stuck. When the restaurateur is stuck, all of a sudden he fills in something is not supposed to be filling in, etc. So they're busted on Eber Menachai. Here, there's a fascinating question of this, that the even as far back as the Rishonim asked it, as far back as, the Rishonim first, but all the Achronim asked this question, they asked, how could Rav Sheshes steal? How is it mother to steal? He gave it back, right? We see explicitly, Shama stole it, Shama gave it back. Is it mutter steal in order to give it back? It says Mefurshim Bav Metzia Daf Samach Aleph on the days Lo Tignovu Damar Achman Alavli. Why did the Torah say Lo Tignovu? Isn't it obvious that you can't steal? Why is it obvious that you can't steal? Because you can't take ribis and you can't do onah. So obviously you can't mamish steal. So the Gemara says no. Look at Tanya Lo Tignovu Amnasla Make it Lo Tignovu Hashem Kifel. You can't steal even just to annoy the guy. If you don't really want to steal, you can't steal even if you just want to pay him kefel, right? Let's say he's a proud, poor person, and he won't take tzedakah, so he still give kefel, right? Perhaps he did that. But it was wrong. Right? Nice hafmina, his heart was in the right place, but his head didn't cleanse it out properly. So you can't steal even if you don't really want to steal. You can't steal even for, an innocent reason. Even if you're not trying to unjustly enrich yourself. So how can Rav Sheshes do an Isra Raisa signal by Manaslabeka, signal by Manaslabeka? So there's a wild Shitim Gubetzis there. The Shitim Gubetzis there says, it's not clear if you look in context who he's quoting. I think this is himself. He says, Yesh Mefarshim, that it's just playing a trick on someone. It's also, that's Pashim Shat. The Lomira da Maisim Choyom Shosukach. What's his cause? Why do I talk about jokes on people? Okay, so you can say my school, you know where people are from. So we should work on it. But he says, no, Lakakish, before she had a wild sheep, the answer is, you know, God says, that makes an argument. That's my school. Yom, the Vade, the Dito, Akabak, Zeba, Gneva, Biyado, Eno, Gonim, Shoshum, Hanoel, De, Le, Litzaro. Ah, what's the Isser of stealing? It means you want to steal and keep it. Meaning, I'm not so sure how much you're going to. I want to steal your pen and keep it. But I'm not stealing it because I want the money. I'm stealing it just to annoy you. Not sure what the havamina would have been, but it was mutter. Okay. Remember, it's some havamina that if you don't want to use the object, you just want to keep it forever to annoy him, that's mutter. Kamash one is usher. But he's, well, see, the Israel is only to steal permanently. To steal to give back is taka mutter. Okay, then there's no kasha. But what about the shlomi kefel? He doesn't address this. L'chor, what you have to say is that the stealing of nas l'shal v'shlomi kefel, again, it's very dull. You have to make it okimta. What's the Israel to steal the nas l'shal v'shlomi kefel? The Israel is for me to steal your pen, keep your pen forever, but if the pen costs 15 shekel, 10 shekel, I'll pay you 20 shekel. You have to make it okimta that I want to keep the pen forever and pay you 20 shekel cash. Since I'm keeping the pen forever, that's still also because I want to give you back the pen and 10 shekel cash, then it would be mutter. Okay, that's very, very dafuk in the Shejim of the Betzes. That's not how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't bring the Shulchan Aruch, but I brought the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly when he quotes this Gemara, it seems that it is years in the Gemara, maybe? Also, or maybe it's Perish, not clear. Also, Ligam Deris Chok, O Ligam Amanas Lahachser, O Ligam Amanas Lashalim, Akol, Osir, Shlayagal, Tah, everything, even Amanas Lahachser is also. So the Rambam is very clear that even Amanas Lahachser is Usr, so not like the Shittim Betzes, the Shachar Aruch also, no one's like the Shittim Betzes. The Shittim Betzes is a Kulam Frezet. We should not rely on the Shittim Betzes. But now we're stuck. According to everyone else, according to the Rambam, Rov Rishonim, it's Usr to steal even Amanas Lahachser. Look at the Lashon he used. Gnov, right? What does he say? He says, still Gnov. How can he tell him to steal? That's a great question. So all the Achronim, they really love this. Well, it's not just the Achronim. Some of the Rishonim also, says the Tosfos Rid. There's one Rishonim who asked this question. Mefurish. But not an Ar Sugya. And none of the Rishonim ask an Ar Sugya. He asked from a different Sugya. How is a mamzer able to have kids and they won't be Mamzer? How do you find a loophole for a mamzer? So how do you find a loophole for a mamzer? So I think it was Tarfon said, go steal something. Then get rid of all your money. So you'll get caught. You won't have money to pay. You'll be sold as an Eved Ivri. Once you're sold as an Eved Ivri, you can marry Shifta Kananis. And when you marry Shifta Kananis, your kids will be Inshabila Dea, Tiela, and Manel, as we linked this morning, will be considered Avadim. And Avadim are not full Jews and not Jews bringing Yechus and Amzerim. And then, when you're finished having kids, you know, the guy who's colluding with you, the master who's colluding with you, can free the wife and kids. And then you'll have a Jewish wife and Jewish kids who are not Mamzerim. Continue, yeah, no problem. Okay, so the Tosrid asked, but how is it mutter to steal? Right? L'chor, you can't answer, oh, the guy was mochel, you're stealing. Because L'chor, if the guy was mochel, you're stealing, then you're not so good at every, then the whole thing doesn't work. How's it much to steal? So he doesn't really say much. He says, "Hi, Mr. Eitz Aligno, ain't Isser B'davar came to Medaito L'Shalim." There's no Isser because you're going to pay. Oh, that's not enough. It's Isser. Even I'm going to ask L'Shalim. Umiskavi L'Hakshir Zaro. Since your Kavana is L'Hakshir Zaro, it's okay. If there's a good reason, it's okay. Now, again, ask what's a good reason, what isn't? I don't know if Shesh reason says good, but there is a Tzidik Dosis Red. You can't steal. He doesn't say you can steal for a good reason. Because you can feel Amanas L'Shalim for a good reason. Amanas L'Shalim for a good reason is mutter. Maybe you could say that here also. Amanas L'Shalim for a good reason is mutter. That's similar to the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada here in his second Deya, if I'm mistaken, says Lafrusha Meisura. He did a Lafrusha Meisura. Okay. It's an interesting question. Lafrusha Meisura is not for everything. Maybe it's not for everything. Or maybe it's only not for Amanas L'Shalim. So let's ask, what about the Isser from the Nekvah? Number one, you have the Shittim Betzes, very radical. Mutter Lignov Amanas L'Hachzer this is a bit of a das yachid, you know, don't try this at all. The second answer is the Rid, Tosus Rid. Again, he's not asking, only the Achron asked more sukkah. He says, Mutter Lignov Almanas Lashalem Kidei Lehachshir Zaro. And maybe also today to prove the right kosher regulations, right? Today to prove that people should be more machpelah and keeping kosher, right? Why would that be? Why is it mutter? Normally, an aleph would not favor even for a good reason. Why is this? Anyone know what the svara might be? I can think of two possible svaras. Okay. I can think of two possible svaras for this. Lechem Mishnah says only Nisr Rabbanan. I'm not sure if I would have. That's not Shana the Gemara. The Gemara says, why do you need Lo Tugidov when we can learn it from Ribbis and Ona? Can't think Ribbis, can't do Ona, then obviously you can't steal. And the answer is, family, Rosh No Rice. Lechem Mishnah says, no, it's only Nasmachta, not Shana the Gemara. I'm not even sure it's Shana the Rambam. It's hard to tell. The Rambam says, Usr Lignov Kol Shub Din Torah. And it's even us to be gonev al manas lahachser, etc. So, right, so could be that that's also in Torah, could be no, that's in Torah, this isn't. So it's being the diuk of the Rambam. So what's the svara? Maybe I'll keep lechem Mishnah, that it's only usr mibrabanan, the hitiru le sorech hashem. So rechashem, then they're not traditional rabbanan. After all, hang over here, oh, there it goes, everything. Goes there and happens. The other option is, if you look at the Rambam says, why is it usher? What? Shalom? Yargil afolotah. The answer is shalom yargil. So maybe the point is, the answer is shalom yargil, what does that mean? If you're just doing it for no good reason, then shalom yargil. It could be if you're doing it for good reason, then, I don't know if this is the same as Lech Mishnah or different, you're doing it for good reason. That's not Yargil Afolokach. Like, look at the Lashon. Right? The Lashon is, in the Lashon of the Gemara is, Lo Signov Al Manas Lameikah. Lo Signov Al Manas Lasham Shumikikikbel. Says the Rambam, Derech Sok, or Al Manas Lahasr, Al Manas Lashalim. He's talking about your Kavana. Maybe only certain Kavanas are Asr. Certain Kavanas are Asr, but maybe all Kavanas, maybe they only ask for certain Kavanas, because those Kavanas would need you to be Margul Afol Kach. But if you had a different Kavana, a Kavana that doesn't come up all the time and it's not something that could happen many times, like you want to show that you're serving Abram and Achat, which is not the kind of thing that is likely to happen again and again, or you want to be Masher Zaro, okay, L'chor, that also makes sense. It's Rabbanan, Yitiru L'Sarkashav, Odilma, Asru, Rak, Rak, leschot uletzair uleshalem. It's a little hard. Let's say better. Yeah, because I don't know if that's such a good idea. Asru rak begavni demargel asmokach. Both based on the Rambam, right? It's all based on margel asmokach. Sounds like you're one nature or one of the matter for tzorich, or maybe it's sort of a hutra not to chuya below. Ben Mikre Shelo Yovo Lehar Gil Atzmo Bekach. And in these weird cases, you're not Margul Atzmo Bekach. But based on the same idea, it's really only an Isser Shema Yargil, it's not an Isser Benetz.
Isn't over here, he's actually stealing from the Reish Galusa to protect the Reish Galusa.
Aha, so that's interesting. Let me come back in a second. Let's just. That's fascist, right?
What about, by the way,
I mean, maybe that's been your Yadavit. Let me just go back for a second. It says La Frusha Meisura. Could be La Frusha Meisura. Even a dog ranks La Frusha Meisura, you might be allowed to. Now, what am I allowed? I'm not allowed to eat pork, La Frusha Meisura. Not only Michal Shabbos La Frusha Meisura. But I am allowed to impinge on your not very politically correct nowadays. But conscience is, I'm allowed to impinge, or at least some people are allowed to impinge on your personal rights. May sura bezdin can give you malchusla frush may sura, they can give you knasla. So it could be that they, this word, someone's in India, la frushe may sura, not just stam. I don't think I can steal from you. Stam to Margaret von Shemayim, I can steal from you. No, that's going a little far. But it could be la frushe. This is wrong. I'm talking theoretically. I'm not talking at your customers. But it could be that there's a special hedge of Lafrushe Meisura, that Lafrushe Meisura, even if the guy's not evil, meaning, you know, the Reish Galusa didn't do anything wrong, so he has an improper sin there. It could be that the special hedge of Lafrushe Meisura, which overrides Ben Lachavero, obviously you have to apply this very judiciously. But, you know, if that says the Ben Yehoyada, and his second answer, La'afrushe may be sura shiny. Again, he might just mean because it's only drabonic zones to yarn. Or it's generally heter of. I mean, again, I'm not, you have to apply it judicially this man as that. But is it so? It's not necessarily so crazy. You know, maybe a guy has, you know, I know a cop would say that. But we don't always pass it like him. You know, a guy has a big enough ruck, you steal the affair from him, so you won't do it. Maybe you come up for his face. Or how to apply judiciously is not for now, but it could be special after the Fush Mesur. But then I want to come back to what Morty said after one word from our sponsor.
But also, you could go even further, isn't it the case? You know, you're not allowed to go hit somebody, but if you're standing in the street, the car is coming, you take this guy and you push him down to the sidewalk to save his life. Of course, you're allowed to.
Maybe that's the point of the Fush Mesur. Let me just comment. Even though here it's a little trickier, he wasn't taking away the Isser from the Reish Galusa. He was stealing a perfectly innocent piece of meat in order to trick the Avadim, so it's a little more indirect, but maybe nonetheless.
Can you become an Eved by him?
Lachornat.
So then it wouldn't fit.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Unless, maybe? That's an interesting question. Unless I back, because that would be a bit funny. Okay, sorry, Ian. Unless you want to say that even me the Orangsa, when he really, you're right. Because then, if it's only Mr. Abanan, and he never really did go to Novu, then who says he's a real Eved Ifri? He's Mutter Meshifta. So maybe you have to say that even me the Orangsa is an initial Yargil that's Mutter for purposes. Or maybe meant something else. So maybe Lahashir Zaro is Doche Yisurim. It could be that maybe he meant Lahashir Zaro is Doche Yisurim. So I'm going to say Imtin Tzolomar. Imtin Tzolomar, the Mutter. Gam le mitzvos chashuros acheros. It could be that you're right. I didn't think of that. That maybe you'd be looking at Lahashir Zaro and say Lahashir Zaro is doche. Okay, let me just point out. Morty points out that here it's a little funny because it didn't belong to the Eved. It belonged to the Reish Galusa. If it belonged to the Reish Galusa, then maybe that changes the cheshbon. The Ben Yoyada says it in a very blunt. Ben Yehuda said, oh, he had permission from the Reish Galusa. So he wasn't stealing, right? Think about it. If you have servants and I steal your property from the servants with your permission, obviously it's not stealing. You know, it's so he says that he told his shamish to steal it when the Reish Galusa was listening. The Reish Galusa, you know, shtika koda. So that's an okimta, right? But basically, here's the yesod. The yesod is that he didn't steal from the owner, he stole from someone else. He wasn't playing the trick on the owner, he was playing the trick on someone else. That changed things. So says the Ben Yehoyada in his first answer, he says, Ganav Birshus, the Reish Galusa. Okay, then it's a no-brainer. That's obviously mutter. But that's adding something to the story. Right? Doesn't sound like that from the story. Maybe you could say, even without going quite so far, maybe, excuse me, maybe you could give an answer based on a shach. There's a famous machlokas to the shach. Shach here is taking on a rishon, actually, right? The shach here is taking on Hagos Ashrin, Hagos Mordechai. Can I and a tosos, right? He's taking on a tosos. Shach's not afraid of taking on a tosis. Deish lo midas, we pass them as not yeish. Right, machlokes Rabbi Rava, right? Everyone remember from elementary school. Some of us have been a while since elementary school. We still remember Rabbi Rava yeish lo midas. We pasken, it's yal kigam. You go to yal kigam, like a by yeish lo midas, not yeish. If I lose something, even though if I knew I lost, I would for sure be misyayish, potential theoretical yeish doesn't count. Since I don't know it, it's not before, and it's not yeish. Says Tosos, likewise, let's say I come to your house when you're not home. And if you knew I was in your house, you would for sure want me to eat an apple or a piece of cake. Pasha, I'm 100% sure if you knew I was here, you would want me to eat a piece of cake. If you knew I was here without you, you would want me to take a piece of cake from the, you know, from the cat. You would want me to take an apple from the fridge, right? But you don't know I'm here. So does that count as Rishos? Because you 100% you want me to take it, or no? It's a list. You don't know I'm here, so you don't. You haven't given Rishos. So the list says no Rishos. You can't take it. I can't take your property, even if I know you would let me. Okay, says the Shach. He's wrong. No, you can. Shach is made whole. That I can take your property if I'm sure you would let me, even if Shlomi does. And he says why. Yeah, your shalomi das is something that I do reluctantly be onus. If I lose something against my will, reluctantly be onus, I'm misyanish. I don't want to be misyanish. I have no choice because I lost, you know, the $100 bill on the street. And it's gone. What can I do? Something I reluctantly don't want to do if it's shalomi das doesn't count. But over here, Zach, he comes to my house and I want to give him a fruit. I'm eager. I'm excited to give him a fruit. Not something I'm forced to do against my will. Something I'm happy to do. Something I'm happy to do, even if Shlomi Das, I don't know him in the situation. The fact that I would want to do it counts. Meaning, if I would think it, that mean I do think it? Says Tosfos, no. Says Shach, depends. If it's a sad thought, I would think it. I'm going, yeah, it doesn't count. It's a happy thought. Something I desire, then if I would think it, it's if I did think it. So he says, so based on the Shach, he'd give a very simple answer. He had an umda that the Reish Galusa wouldn't mind. Right? Shach doesn't discuss her. He had an umda that the Reish Galusa wouldn't mind. You don't have to say he told the Reish Galusa. You just have to say he had an umda that the Reish Galusa wouldn't mind. And according to the Shach, you're allowed to steal if you're sure the fellow wouldn't mind. Why is he sure the fellow wouldn't mind? You know, the Reish Galusa wouldn't mind because obviously the Reish Galusa would want the proof who's right and who's wrong. He didn't tell him I'm going to steal. But you could say, I'll pay the Shach. Al pi the shach, you could say, you know, again, the shulchan aruch rab paskin against the shach. Halacha l'maisa, most posts I've seen nowadays are machber against the shach, like the shulchan aruch rab, the shulchan aruch rab, so we pass like Tosfos. Just to be fair, the shach, he doesn't realize this, but he has a rishon on his side. Look at the Hebrew and the Matzios, but not for now. But he even have a copy of it. Says the shach, he had a copy of everything available in his time, but it wasn't available in his time. Says the al pi the shach is not answering our question, not talking about this, but Mutter lignov in barer lo shehabaylim einam makpidim. It's not your mutter, right? Mutter.
Much like a lara, please.
Yeah, okay, that's lashon mutter. That's done. Right. Basically, these are both based on Morty's insight. He says, hold on a second. It's the Reish Galusa's food, not the Avodim's food. So either he asked for Reish Galusa or he wanted a Reish Galusa. But the Netziv says something very sharp. Says the Netziv something very, very nice. Says the Netziv, in the Hemet Sheila, he asks Arkasha. He says, what about, it starts with something else. What about getting out of Zion with days? I'm going to show you Nov. He says, no. The hasam lapshala hempaisa eladrama eladrish glusa lohayalam tsar hagneva. He says, what's the isser? Fascinating. What is the isser of goneva manasla hapsir? The isser is litsar habayim. Now notice this, not the Rambam. The Rambam says, shlo yargalak smobagat. But he's not within the Rambam. He's within the she'oltos. He's within the she'oltos. And he thinks that for the she'iltos, the isser is, he's a whole dia, the isser is tsar. Because what's the problem with stealing a masahachsir? The problem is the stealing. The problem is the tsar. And now he says, now it works beautifully. Sa'ar to who? There's no iser to sa'ar to third parties. Meaning, everything I do makes someone in the world feel bad. Right? Okay, nowadays, some circles are very knocked on this. But aim at them herself. Everything I do, someone's going to feel bad somewhere in the world. That's not an iser d'oraisa. The iser stealing, amanas lahachzir, is because I cause sa'ar to the owner. What about the fact that I might also cause sa'ar to some third party who's upset for some reason? Okay, that's not an iser d'oraisa, right? The fact that some guy is upset by what I do, that's life, right? So he says, here, fascinating. The Reish Galusa had no tsar. Why? The Reish Galusa, no one stole anything from him, right? The Reish Galusa had no tsar, and he obviously focused on Amanas Lameka, right? Amanas Lameka, and that's what he's saying in the Shotos. Amanas Lameka is Pashbacher. If I steal in order to trick you and annoy you and fool you and make you, basically scare you, right? People steal in order to, if I steal in order to scare you, Pasha, that's also because of tsar. And the finish is, even though I just steal in order to pay felt like you did, but meanwhile, you have tremendous tsar. Right? Meanwhile, when I think of a poor guy, I steal all the money of a poor guy so I can pay kefel when he fires him a chav. But meanwhile, this guy is tearing his hair out and doesn't know what to do with himself because he lost all his money and he doesn't have any to spare. Right? So that's what's also the tsar. Over here, the Reish Galusa had no tsar. Who had tsar? The Abbot had tsar. But the Amara were even violent, wasn't sired to a third party. They're upset by the way things work out. So that's called part of life. And I think that's a very clever. He says, the answer of Gneva al Manas Lahafzir. Basically, he says, Gneva al Manas Lahafzir is Osir Mishon Sar Habayim. The Khan Lo Nigram Tsar Laresh Galusa. The Resh Galusa had no tsar. It's the Avadua Tsar. Now we're stuck. We don't know what to do. The Avadu was the first. They were just bystanders. Bystanders are not their service. Obviously, you don't stop trying to annoy people for no reason. But if it's a good reason, you can do things that annoy people. I still you to do things and they annoy people, and that's life. Right? The answer is only to steal and annoy to what pain to the owner. Him and no pain to the owner. So three answers, two, one of Kipta, one based on a Shita, not a Shas answer. One based on a Shita, maybe I should also say here, I'll be the Tosas. Becoming a Tosas Rid, you can say maybe limited Plahatcher's not row. But are based on the fact that he stole from the Reish Galusa. But the intended victim was the Avodin, and the owner is the Reish Galusa, maybe that changed it. Either through an Okinta, through an Odina, or through a Lundus. What comes out from this, by the way, is that there's a fascinating Lundus as to the nature of the Yisra B'nei Ronach Lahasu. Why isn't Asr B'nei Ronach Lahasu? You could just say a Maisik Neva is a Maisik Neva. That's it. Right? Maybe it's just Asr through a Maisik Neva. We're not getting to it now, but Maisik Neva will be the same. But not our topic. Now, you could say, no, it's not the Maisik Neva is Asr, the Tsar is Asr. If there'd be no Tsar, it would be okay. Meaning, going to the Mishela, again, I don't mean you still have to use your common sense. But if I steal from you to give it back and to not cause you any tsar, then it's okay. Or no, let's just, it's a case where it doesn't cause you any tsar. I steal from you for whatever weird case here. It's a weird case, right? Maybe think, what? I think their schuk is probably causing the tsar, right? What if their I don't know what their schuk means. Hashem playing a trick on you. What? No, he said. Yeah, you trick people. That's also tsar. It's a little tsar. When I trick people, that's not tsar. Yeah, people do it all the time. But I steal your keys. And where are my keys? Where are my keys? Ha ha, here they are. That's also tsar. Okay, so again, go main. Almanas lahafsir, you could say heter gomor. You could say it's an iser, a mishum sar. You could say, again, with or without Tosa's rig, you could say it's an iser shalom yaragil, and therefore they made exceptions when it's for it's just a xera otu, or, you know, just a Zera Otu Gneva. And if the Xera Atu Gneva, then maybe we'd have more room to be made Gelf. Or, of course, you could say the Pashtos. Is that Pashtos Gemara? Is that it's a Gneva Mamish? Is that stealing is stealing? Who cares what you're going to do tomorrow? Stealing is still stealing. So, again, the hot being the question whether it's just Gneva Mamish, the radical sheet that should have been is that no, Taka, don't be certain all of Nasla Hafter. The Yisra is only stealing permanently. And a very tiny, small kiddush, the Yisra steal permanently, even if your goal is not enrichment, self-enrichment, or it could be just a Xera Atu, and then maybe there's more room to be Bekel, or it could be the nice kiddush of Tzivit, Yisra of Tsar, not an Yisra of Gneva.
With Tsar, what's the limits on this? Like, if you steal someone's car while they're sleeping at night, they come back, and it's, they're only going to notice later, by the time you're ready to return the item, that still counts, not going to be done at the time.
So here you do get an interesting question, which is that if the Isra is only for the sake of Tsar, then what does that mean? Then what about Shoshal Midas? Right? Shoshal Midas, I don't want to be Tsar, you know, maybe I'm going to return it before you even know. And yet, we do find that a Shoshal Midas is called a Goslin. So you might have to, I think you're right. For the Nitziv, I think you might have to modify this. For a lot of these stuff, you might have to modify this. Don't say, you know what? Rav Sheshes did not actually intend to use it. If you intend to use it, then you're at least a Shoshal Midas, right? Maybe this Heter is only if you don't intend to use it. Remember, the Shinu Yasin, if you don't intend to use it, it's Heter Gomer. But I think also for these other Pshatim, you might say it's only if you don't intend to use it. If you intend to enrich yourself, it's faith, you know, if you intend to enrich yourself, you're at least a Shoshal Midas, right? Even if you intend to use it temporarily. So maybe this is only if you don't, if you don't intend to use it and there's no Tsar, if you don't intend to use it and it's not going to lead to Xera, or if you don't intend to use it, Heter Gomer. But you're right. Even if Lachori, you have to add a condition, so otherwise you know Shoshal Midas and Iker Gaza. It's not close to the Gemara, but we don't leave past it. What? Yeah, but it would still be Oscar that would help us. Right? So Lachori, you have to add is, you have to add that, and that's explicit. Shinigo Ben says, this is the heter is only if there's no intention to benefit, because otherwise, how do you get out of Shoshal Midas being at least a goslin, right? It's not a goddess, which is same for our purpose, and you have to say this faith even. If I intend to benefit, then I'm at least a goslin, if not a goddess, that can be almost a tail of the neighbor. If I don't intend to benefit, then it's still Usher. That's the finish. But then the Isser might be limited.
Their name is that much belong.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the difference?
Lahasser means Lahasser, but and Lashali means pay the value. So Shlomo Kefil, it's funny because once also Manas Lahasser, for obviously it's also Manas Shalim. So the answer might be that the Rambam's allowed to say all these things. Or he means touch the way he could have said so. So it's sort of him.
Maybe.
Or not. It's meant to be meant with the Eber. If he caused them to do the Aveira, he didn't cause them to do the Aveira. He caused them to almost do an Aveira. If you mean what?
If they cut from the...
No, it's not us that are cut. It's only us that eat.
Oh,
they were planning. They almost did an Aveira. So he didn't make them do an Aveira. If you mean he tripped them up, then of course the answer is that it's mutter to trip someone up. I mean, Keshi Kabal, if they're serving people like Menachai, it's mutter to trip them up. The assumption was, in other cases, they also serve people like Menachai. It wasn't his idea. This was not entrapment. Okay, let's go by.
Would you say that the Mitziv is saying that there could be no Tsar at all, or that the sum total of the result has to be?
No, I think he means there's no Tsar at all. Like in this case, the Yishkulu said no Tsar at all. He didn't even know what was going on. He didn't care, and he didn't know, and he didn't care, and he had no Tsar at all. Okay,
does this connect up in any way with the Avadim were always trying to...
Is this connected to Rav Amram Chasida? Yeah. Bad Avadim, both in the same place. It connects up. Apparently, we're learning that this was a long-term phenomenon. Not only one person. I mean, it's not only one person. These guys are really no good.
They're just that first stories are justifying what's being done.
It could very well be. I mean, Sura Bar Chassidah is an intro to Sura Bar Sheshes to show how right Rav Sheshes was.
Yeah.
So that the reader shouldn't think for a moment that Rav Sheshes was making things up or that he was entrapping the Avodah or that he was exaggerating. No, these guys tried to kill Ram Chassidah. Right? So this is the least of the problems that they're serving Abram and Ashai. Fair enough. I agree from a literary perspective. Okay, let's continue the story. Let's read the Gersa Shami Gemar. The Mishnah says, you know, I still want you to eat by me. So let my Avodim do everything in front of your Shamas for 1 year in front of you, meaning under rabbinic supervision. Vilechel, and then you'll eat. Amrle l'chaye means okay. Krivatak kamayu, they brought the tray in front of Aitu Kame, everything was kosher. But Aitu Bisra, they brought a meat for Atume Kame, Rizna the Chunka Chamsa. It had the bone that choked the Hashas, Muslim Farsim saving the mother in law. It's referring to some story, not from him, some story that everyone knew at the time that a daughter in law wants to kill her mother in law. So she served a piece of meat with this bone, which is a bone that was hard to identify in the meat. But once you ate it, it would choke you. So basically, the Avadim, so that was just what they nicknamed in their famous story. Again, nothing with my mother in law. My mother in law is great. But in terms of other people, that they can, sometimes this is realistic. So they tried to kill him. Gashashay, he felt it, right? He was being extra careful. The shaglan, he took the whole piece of meat, apparently. So he carved the sudre and wrapped it up in his kerchief, and he confiscated the whole piece of meat. Why did he confiscate the whole piece of meat? what? Rosh Hashanah was blind. That's why they thought they could get it, because he wouldn't see it. But he felt for it because he knew it would be nisar. Rav Sheshes was blind. That's also one of the things Gethsemane says. That's why he was probably doing it only for medicine, not for money. Because a blind guy carrying beams, you know, is that really parnasa? I wouldn't hire a blind guy to carry beams. But if he's doing it in his house just to sweat, then the Seder. Okay, that was the Gethsemane's other proof. but who knows? Anyway, so Karchim Isurdra, the Basar Da'achel, after he ate Amrilay, they realized that he had done this, but they couldn't say, you know, empty your pockets. But rather, they say, someone stole a silver cup. Now everyone has to empty their pockets. But I'd become a hindi when they were hindi, but said they found this piece of meat that he wrapped up in a sudar on relay. Now they said to me, Skalusa, we win. You see, he doesn't really want to eat. He's just trying to annoy us. Look what he's doing. He's wrapped up the piece of meat. He's playing tricks on us. He's not an honest guy. They said basically he's fooling us. He pretended to eat like the little kids with the broccoli or whatever, right? He stuck it in his pocket. Said, no, I was trying to eat. The time of silver, and I tasted a taste of some sort of some sort of disease, which was very dangerous. No animal with this black spots on the skin. We checked. No, check this part of the skin, right, of the animal, the hide of the animal. If you have a white spot in black skin or black spot in white skin, that is a disease. They checked and found that he was right. Here, there's a bit of a machlokes among the mefarshim. Why did he originally steal it and put it in, wrap it up in his kerchief? Says Tosos, which is the Ashley Kami, the Chiru David Hachi, the royal appears on himself. He didn't wrap it up because he found this little bone. Then he could have just thrown the bone out and eat it. He was honest. I mean, Tosos says this is the honest story. He really wrapped it up to the Tama de Chivra. And the bone story ended, they tried to kill him, he escaped. Then new story, he wrapped it up because in addition it had this other problem, which was not, they were trying to film on purpose, but it was certainly negligence on their part. The Marsha doesn't think this sounds that way from Rashi. It certainly doesn't sound that way from Rashi. The Marsha thinks, based on Rashi, now the Rashi says, no, he wrapped it up to the little bone. And he wants to show the race school, say afterwards, look how they tried to choke me. And I'm a blind guy, look how they tried to choke me. They're trying to kill me. What? Then the problem is, so why? Here the Marashah gets very dachuk. You understand where it's all coming from. So, and the Rashi says, really, he would have eaten it. And sorry, Tos says, he would have eaten it with the bowl, with taking out the bone and eating it. It's just part of the chibur. Rash says, no. He saved it to the bone. So what happens here? The Marsha has to be a little fanciful. He says, maybe these Avodim, they're very clever. When they checked everyone to look for the silver cup, they took the bone out. And now Rav Sheshes was going to look stupid and say, oh, look at the thing of the bone. The bone was gone. But Rav Sheshes, A, he realized what they did. And B, he has the after the Shemaya. And then Shemaya worked out that it was, they found this thing of time in the Hebra, and Hashem saved them at the last at the last second. Okay, two different ways of reading. Continuing the story. Where are we? Kika Nothing, when he was leaving Karle Bira, they dug a pit for him to fall into, right? Meaning they're not done with him yet. They put a mat on top of the pit, classic trap, right? Like in the forest that they used to trap animals in the old days, right? Put a mat on the pit and falls in. So they wanted him to fall into a pit and die. But Amrili Lacey Marlinaf, and they said, okay, let Sir come and lie down. And lie down. The Hurons, yes. And they said, lie down. So explain why there's a mat on the floor. So they lie down. Chista snorted at him. You know, made a sort of, I don't know what it really means, made some sort of sound with his mouth from behind him. Made some sort of sound. So grew suspicious. Amrili Nukam Sukli. Psukah, he said to him, hey, what pasuk are you up to? That's what they used to do in those days to define things. Amrili, the tail of Chalik Minchal Smolcha is up to a pasuk. And Shmuel Bet, go right or left, but don't go where you are. So that was obviously a sign of Shemayim. Amrili Shame Maikachat. They said to Shamas, what do you see? It's online. I'm like, Sitzit Shadi, I see a man on the floor. Like, I don't think it's strange, but obviously putting it together. The Amrle Hadar Mina, let's go away from this. And he walked around and didn't fall into the trap to save his life. The boss says, enough going, Chisim Navi Yadabar. After his chisim, how did you know? Amrle Chan and Nachli Mar, number one, because you made us a sign to me. The other Muslim was also the possible. Oh, the Chashid Yablamal, they will say, no, these Avadim are no good, and they are Chashiv and Chashiv and of story. Okay, the Mepharshim wonder, why did Chisim say, how did you know? Didn't he? Didn't he not harbay in here? Okay, you have a bit of a machlokis. The Marsha says he was not harbay, but he didn't think Rav Sheshes was known to be clever enough to figure out that that means there was a pit. He figured Rav Sheshes would say, would go back to him and say, what are you trying to tell me? And then he would tell him. Rav Sheshes figured out without asking for clarification. He said, how'd you know? So he says, oh, it's the Pasukin because it was smart. Interestingly,
what was Rav Sheshes doing there?
I don't know. And why did Rav Chista say explicitly? L'chora, Rav Chista was in a position where he couldn't have said explicitly. If he started talking explicitly, their mother would have like gone like this and confiscated him, or they would have hurt and killed him or something. So he thought he would be Nachar. Now again, what does it mean? Either Marsha says he was Nachar, figuring Rav Sheshes would ask for clarification, but he was surprised that Rav Sheshes figured out without clarification. Or Fastlane says the Yon Yaakov, no, it was all Menas Shemayim. Rav Chista didn't do anything on purpose. Rav Chista had no idea. Hashem made Rav Chista all of a sudden something in his throat. And Rav Chista says, how'd you know? He says, well, you gave me a sign, but it was all Menas Shemayim. Rav Chista did not realize this. Okay, Viter. I got, just before we go, Sokli Psukech, this happens many times in Shas, is super controversial, right? Because the Rambam is very, very macro divination. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Opli Kochavim, Avodas Kochavim rather, sorry. Says the Rambam, very, very mefurish, Misha Amar, etc., etc. Vachena Shoval Latino gives a Pascha to Lomi. You ask a kid what Pascha is. Amar the Pascha, I brought his son from his Simental of Kalei the Fingals, Ben Walter, hold on, keep it back, sir. And you ask a kid where he often says, ah, Baraka Tom Sef Baraka Baraka Tom Sef, say, oh, now I'm happy, that's okay. Because if you don't do something, if you don't do a Meister things to them, that's just feeling good, that's okay, that's what he interprets. Simon ate Mikos Lego Simon Ika. You can make a simon as long as you don't do action. Brock says the Rambam. Hopeful keep in my simon and last you didn't do or not to. If you don't, says the Rambam, if you don't do or refrain from a Misa, then that's heter gomer based on a pasuk. But if you would do or refrain from doing a Misa, if you would do or refrain from doing a Misa based on this. Excuse me. sorry, then that would be l'chora an Isser Daramsa, says the Rama, in Menachshin. You can't do Nichosh. And what is Nichosh? You see something happen and then you do an action based on that. Mason Shimar Latu, Yerli Kakakak, Esser Daramploni, Vivlo Yerli Lo Esser, Kelieser Evan Avram, is Usser. You can't do something here. Chase did something, right? He walked around and didn't go in that pit. So how could Rav Sheshes violate the Isser of Lo Tanachshu according to the Rambam? So of course, one possibility is that the Rambam is wrong. There are two ways you could argue on the Rambam. Yes, admission there quotes the Smag, and everyone's upset at the Rambam also for Eliezer Evan Avram, right? The Rambam says Eliezer Avram violated Lo Tanachshu. Now, of course, you could say Lord Mountain Torah, he was a guy. Not one of the Shemitzim saying Noah, right? But they're all upset. What do you mean? The answer, Ebron Abram, Dola, Mashkimitors, Rabbala, Hera, Abram, the iconoclast in the literal sense of the word, of human history. He would do, what did the Ram introduce it? A Menachin, Kitov de Kochab Mazalos. He would do something which is borderline of Mzara. Okay, they're all upset. The Gemara says, any Nachas that's not like Eliezer, Ebron Abram, and Yonah ben Shaul is not a Nachash. Everyone else says anything that's likely like that is not mutter like them. The Rambam is the only one who says anything that's not like that is not also like them. Yeah, anyone who doesn't do an action who just says, oh, cute, big moot. It's not us. Only like Eliezer of Rome did an action. Okay? They don't like him. They don't like him. But one possibility is the smag, because Mishnah quotes the smag. The smag says there's a difference between a pasuk and anything else. He said, I mean, the Pesukei is all over Shas. Brings many examples from Shas. Then the Pesukei and everything else. Everything else is Michlash. But a Pesukei is Begetter Nevuah. That's what the Kesef Mishnah quotes from the Smag. It's really in the Smag. Because the Mishnah quotes from the Smag.
Is it always to children?
Yes, it's always to children. Why? Maybe because children have Nevuah, maybe because just the children were learning Tanakh, right? Meaning, Ben Chamesh LeMikra, Ben Esser LeMishnah, Ben Chamesh Shrei LeGemara. So the children were always holding the Pasuk in Tanakh. It could be that, now I know this gets very complicated. Should we be learning Tanakh? Should we not be learning Tanakh? But it could be that you can't assume that an adult is up to a Pasuk in Tanakh, but you can assume a kid is up to a Pasuk in Tanakh because they were learning all Tanakh before they learned Mishnayos in those days.
What did you say over here? It was Pikuach Nefesh for him. He had to do anything he could. He knew they were out to get him.
You know, he could have just clarified it in two ways, perhaps. I don't know if it was Pikuach Nefesh he had to ask the kid a pasuk. Why didn't he just freeze and ask Kishamas to check everything? It's not Pikuach Nefesh if, like, oh, well, I have to eat pork because my life might be in danger, but I could also have three other ways to kill him. That's not Pikuach Nefesh. Says the smag, Matsinu Kama Gedol Shamli Nukam Sokli Psuke for Osa Mike Smal Pia Pasuk. Chosh Zeki Nabua. Why this? A mosque is Kamish Nabua. Isn't it just as much superstition? Bechor, what the smag means? No. There's Goyish superstition, and there's Goyish divination, and there's Jewish divination. Jewish divination is based on the Tanakh. What is the Tanakh? The Tanakh is just, I don't think you can say you can use Webster's dictionary. The Tanakh is a book of things that Hashem revealed to us from heaven. I know there's three Madregas, there's Torah, there's the Buah, there's Ruach HaKodesh, but they're all levels of revelation. Tanakh is a book of revelation. So if you use Tanakh, that is a sniff, an extension, an ancillary revelation. That's okay. That's coming from Hashem's revelation. Everything else is just coming from other things. Right? Everything else in the world but the Tanakh comes to the physical aspect of the world. You want to get, you want to get secret information from physical things in the world. That's their Avodah Zarah. The Tanakh is the only thing in the world that comes to the revelation of Hashem. You want to get message from the revelation of Hashem. That is Kain Nebuah. So that is.
I remember when I was very young, there was a rabbi that we had in the summer, but he would do with us the Goral Hagrah.
The Goral Hagrah is the same idea. Part of the Rambam, Goral Hagrah should be Usher. But we're in the Smad. Goral Hagrah is the same as Chokhmish. Okay. It's a slightly different methodology. Should be Heter Gomer.
How does it work? What is it technical?
You open up some list of Tanakh and that tells you something. Okay? I don't know all the details. I'm not the Grah, and I'm not someone who knows everything from the Grah. I'm not a Gomel. But it's the same idea. You open up Tanakh and you get secret messages. Okay, the Rambam would say, that's Kain Amozara. You're using the Jewish holy book. Okay, it's even worse using a Jewish holy book to be an Obed Ezra Mozara. You're turning the Jewish whole book into the shuss of the old Devil Mitzvah? The Smag would say no, says the Smag. No. Asur Shtar Michushev are Asurim. But a Pasuk is Ka'ein Nevuah, since it's coming from a Makom Kedusha, it's okay. The Me'iri goes even further. Says the Me'iri is a big maker here, usually follows the Rambam in these semi-philosophical inyanim. But the Me'iri goes much further, Lakula, says the Me'iri, he says, no, the Isser is only literally the Nechlushin of the Goyim. Like, for example, if a black cat crosses your path with bad luck, apparently, a black cat crosses your path, that means your property values are gone. But if a black cat crosses your path, then it's bad luck according to the Goyim. Where does it come from? I'm sure it comes from the ancient Goyim, some European country, whatever. So if I see a black cat crossing my path, and I go home and say, I'm not going to run this errand today, then that's an Issur D'oraisa. Why? Because I'm following the Nefeshkat of the Goyim. I'm following the ways of the Goyim. But let's say I need something up from scratch. I say, you know what? I'm going outside, and if the first street sign I see starts with A through, starts with A through M, I'm going to go. If it starts with N through Z, I'm going to go home. No one ever heard of that before. It's not part of any culture of any Goyim. I just made it up from scratch. That's mutter. There's no ethical problem with superstition. The problem was only the Goyish superstitions. But if I make up a superstition from scratch, then it's mutter. Since that's why Eliezer Eben Abraham was mutter. Because there's no one ever had this rule. Oh, well, if the girl gives water for me and my cat ball, then she'll be my master's wife. As long as you make it up from scratch, it's okay. That's the meaning. He says, Kol shu simen sheminifa la'otzlo ve'inu nachosh tidom u'klomi l'kol. Not accepted from the old days. That's how he read that to really answer Eretz Yisrael. So he is even more faithful. Around the old superstition, the old superstition has a more tradition. The Me'iri is more faithful. He says, no, a nichlash klali admon is aser. Why? Because that's the Goyish culture that comes from the Goyish idolatrous religions. But a simon sha'asa la'asmo, that's mutter, because I'm allowed to be superstitious. I'm just now not a fellow Goyish superstitious. So here we have three basic shitas on superstition. The Rambam says all superstition is an Issur D'oraisa. The Rambam says if you don't do anything, you can be happy. Yeah, you could say, oh, the Tino gave me a good pasuk, I'm in a good mood. But you can't change your plan based on it. That's superstition. Smack says all superstition is usher and left Mikdusha Kaimu. Meiri says all superstition is mutter if you make it up, even if it's totally random and arbitrary. It's only usher, for example, if I open up the New York Post, as I recall, has a horoscope page. If I open up the New York Post horoscope page and I say, I'm a Capricorn, what does it say today? I'm canceling the business meeting and rescheduling because it says Capricorn is bad luck today. That's an Issur D'oraisa, because that's a Nichus Klal and Kiddum of the Goyim. But if I make up and I open up the New York Post and I say, you know what? If the first picture on page 6 is a man, I'm going to go to the meeting. If it's a woman, I'm going to cancel the meeting. That's how I'm going to get my messages from heaven. Then it might be Shtus, it might not, not my problem. But it's not Usher, because it's not following the ways of Goyim. It's just a Shtus that I made up for myself. Big Kula. Most people say what Eliezer did was okay, because the truth is he didn't just give the answer. Most people say Adra, what Eliezer did was okay because it was logical. Yeah. And what is that? It's not a black cat. He said if she's very nice, Balas Chesed, she should marry Avram's family. If not, she shouldn't. That's logical. And then they say, see, Yosef in the show says, if the Plishtim say, stay where you're, don't move or we'll shoot, then we see their proper discipline and we shouldn't attack them. If they say, oh, come on up here, even though they see two soldiers, then what do we see? We see that they're lazy and they're undisciplined and they're counting on their big numbers and they're not in the proper battles anymore. to letting any soldiers in because they're like, oh, no one can touch us. And once his army says no one can touch us because we're so great, they're going to lose. Okay, that's the standard answer. Just give me a second. For the Ramah, how do you answer our doing an Issa Daraisa? That would seem to be going a little far. So because the Mishnah says, no problem. You just have to read Rav Sheshes a little on top. Because said Rav Sheshes, there were three reasons why I did what I did. One, because Rav Kahana gave me a sin. Two, Rav Kahana hinted. Two, the Pasuk. And three, Svara. So what do you have to say? That really, he wouldn't have done it because of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is only, like he's a simon. Whereas a simon is mutter. To make you happy about something you were happy anyway, that's okay. Put you at peace with the decision to be anyways, okay. Since that's why Rav Sheshes needed three reasons. Because it says, really, the other two reasons were good enough. This just made me feel more confident. And that is okay. So having answered Rav Sheshes, the simple answer is like the Kesef Mishnah, which is that Asa Maisa Rak Alpi Rav Chista and Svara. And this was just that definition anyway. The box says something which is a little bit of a tame to me. The box says, no, the Isser of Nichush for the Rambam of a Pasuk is only for a regular person. But someone like Rav Sheshes who had Ruach HaKodesh, then when he has Tukli Psukeh, then he's getting into Dvor Ben Hashoy. Not this fine, only a holy person. A holy person, now I assume not a holy person. That's the holy person with the holy book. But and that's a little funny. It's a different rule than special at Tamer for Dolan. So I'm not. I tend to go with the admission not the Bach, but the Bach does say it. Says the Bach that no. Adam Gadol sheyeshlo hashish olav ruach hakodesh shiny. Because then it's like we're in Metuvin. Okay, let's go a little far. I prefer the Kesef Mishnah, but now we're ready to go by turn.
Does Rambam hold with Ayin Hara?
No, he skips Ayin Hara. When we learned about Vassar, we saw that who learned about Vassar here or the other campus, right? That he changes everything in Ayin Hara to something else. Not sure. Maybe. I'm not sure. I have to look inside. Okay. Viker, here comes the good story. That was also a good story. But here comes the more colorful story. So Asisi li sharim b'sharos tanugos ne'edam shidah v'shidos. That's what Shlomo said in Koheles about all the great things. Sharim b'sharos and lean examer. Sharim and sharos are music. Here the achronim, but not all the achronim, but many of the achronim, not all there's the kashim. The etios on the bottom of the Yaakov says, what is sharim b'sharos? Well, obviously, not an Orthodox. Again, I listen to girls singing. Kolim Yisharva. How can he have Sharon Vishiros? What? So his wives? That one of his answers is interesting. Maybe he married them all. That was Hunter. Okay, maybe. And he gives, interestingly, he gives four reasons. His four answers. His fourth answer is very popular. Many Akronim say Sharon Vishiros don't mean singers. They mean musical instruments. There are male musical instruments and female musical instruments. Why? Either it means ones that are grammatically, remember in all languages but English, everything has a gender grammatically, right? In English, only things with genders have a gender grammatically. But in many of the other languages that are most European languages and Semitic languages, everything has a gender grammatically, right? So they could be that it means sharim b'sharos, you know, a grammatically male instruments and a psalter is male and a, I don't even know what the different instruments are. A harmonica, is that a word? I don't know. Maybe no, I think there is female. Okay. Or they say, no, it's instruments played by men and instruments played by women. Interestingly, then you have to assume, that's what he says, that there's no problem called me sure, she's playing an instrument, which some people are machmor nowadays, but this could be a good raya, that if she says the Eitz Yosef in his fourth answer, Klezemer Michodim Lizchorim. Ozmirto, Klezemer Michodim Lanashim. Sometimes, and nowadays men and women play the same things. But in those days, who knows? Maybe only men played drums and only women played, cymbals. I don't know. And, okay, this would be a hector that it's not Kolisha to listen to a woman playing the piano. Okay. But then he has three other answers which are interesting. One of them especially, his first answer is that, no, of course, the female singers were for the women in his court. He had Sharon Vasharos, where the men sing, the men and women sat in the same room, and the same ulam, and the ulam dvarim, they had sharim, and the ulam nashim, they had sharot. So his wives could have nice music. Okay, that is the third answer is that it doesn't mean men and women. It meant high voices and low voices. Avad, they only had male singers. But, you know, some of the male singers, you know, in the old days, right? When they didn't allow women singers in Western society, but a lot of places. So how would they have all the different colos? They would find men with high voices, like women, to be part of the... I wasn't going to go into that. To be part of the choir. Men with low voices and men with high voices. Okay, second answer is fascinating. Now, if you're used to it, there's no kol me'isha erva. That's the second answer. Very fascinating. He says, no, no, what is kol me'isha erva? If you hear a woman singing, you're not used to it. Man, it's like, don't kol me'isha erva. That's a big clue. One of his four answers is a big clue. What if you live in the modern world? And I don't mean chronologically, sociologically. If you live in the modern world, you hear women sing all the time, then maybe it's heterogamy according to the second answer that he'll say. So he's four answers. Again, one answer is for the men and for the women. Second answer is a big clue. You're used to it, no problem to hear women singing. Because all people aren't used to it, then it makes a big cool show. Third answer is just that men with high and low voices. The fourth answer, men with musical instruments. Okay, my turn.
That answer is not.
All right, what can I do? I'll check. I'm not going to take your word for it. Okay. In any case, the Tanugas, water Tanugas, the other, my Brechos, Merchatzos, pools and bathhouses. Shida Vashidos. What are Shida and Shidos? Hacha Targimu Shida Vashidtin. No, it's Miloshim Shida Table Migdal, right? It's a kind of container. Obviously, it doesn't mean closets. This is the first one. Hakni Shida Vashidtin. Male demons and female demons. 1 second. But my Rabbi, Nerit Stralom, or Shidza. No, it meant a Shidza, meaning a chariot, right? Shida means Shida Migdal, a type of containers, meaning a Shidza is a chariot. So it might mean chariots, but in Babel, they say it means male and female demons. And that's where the whole story starts. A wagon, right, correct, a wagon. But like a fancy wagon, like, you know, with walls and a ceiling, like for royalty. Like a carriage, right, a carriage, that's the word, in carriages. The Gemara brought this pasuk in order to introduce the story. Why did the Gemara bring this story is a great question. Based on the story of Shlomo and the Shadim. Why did the Gemara bring the story of Shlomo and the Shadim is an amazing question. After all, what does it have to do? The other stories came, Agav. Remember, Agav the Refuah, we had the story of Ram Chassid in the Beirish Lusa. Agav Ram Chassid in the Beirish Lusa, we have Sheshes in the Beirish Lusa. But what does this story have to do with anything? So the only Hezbar I saw in the Achronim was, I don't know, the only Hezbar I saw, maybe find a better Hezbar, maybe they sent a better one, is because many of these diseases are caused by Shadim, therefore we talk about Shadim. I'm not sure if there's a better one. Okay, maybe you can think of a better one. In any case, so I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shlosh. May I speak a shadim hayu bishif? And there are Kordaikos the shadim, right? Kordaikos the shadim. They have to write a kmiyah against it. So what's Kordaikos the shadim? Rabbi Shadim could be. In any case, there are 300 kinds of shadim in shichin. It's not clear. Shichin Rashi says it's the name of a place. Some people say it means in pits, and that ties into the previous parak, right? In a pit where we're hoshes for shade. Than on the street. But in any case, but I don't even know what a shade is. Okay, Rashi didn't shout to me there. I don't know. I know how many kinds of shade there are, but I don't really know what a shade is all about. I don't know the nature of a shade, or shida atso means the head shade. I don't know the head shade, although we're going to meet him very soon. If in Bubble he says male and female demons, why does he mean male and female demons? What's that to Shlomo Melech? The answer is, it was built out of whole stones, meaning they didn't cut the stones. etc. Why? My kevis, my kevis, I forget the rest of the pasuk. I think it's on the side here. Well, my kevis, the garzel, complete barzel, the nishma bais bonus, so they use it, barzel to cut the stones. Because an extension of what we had in last week's parsha, losan and falehem barzel. Amar, the rabbanan, hey, the rabbanan, he said to the rabbis, how am I going to cut the stones of these abedos? They have to be the right size, but I can't cut them. There's the shamir Moshe used for the Avnei Eifo. What's the problem with the Avnei Eifo? It says it has to be two chefos. It has to be engraved. But it also says about the kosher bimi luosam, which the drash, not the pshuto shamir, the drash is they have to be whole. How can they be whole if they are engraved? Once I engrave, they're missing something. So the answer is, he used the shamir. The shamir was able to cut something without taking anything out, just depress it somehow. What is a shamir? Exactly. So it's makubal that it's a type of, they say tolas. Tolas doesn't necessarily mean worm. It means a tiny creature, right? So when we say tolon, it's tolon about fruits and vegetables. We don't mean worms. We mean tiny creatures. It's a tiny creature that had a superpower that it could split things. It could split very hard things. That is what's makubal. And Eliezer brings down a wild shot. He says, the Gra who says, change the gear, so says not a burial. Okay, not clear reason. Everything says, maybe man, it's not a living creature. It's just a mineral. And then he brings an edge proof from the Aruch. In the Aruch, under Shamir, he says, diamond. Now, I'm not an expert in all the languages, but Lachora diamond means diamond and not a little insect creature. And then he knows it's a mineral because the Aruch quotes in the Targum Yerushalmi on a Chumash, which says, Sur Tachalmish is Shamir Tinora. Very hard rock is both Shamir. So Shamir is a very hard rock. What kind of very hard rock? Is it a diamond? Right? What's unique about a diamond? It's the hardest thing, and nothing can withstand a diamond, right? Nothing can cut a diamond, and a diamond can cut everything. As a matter of fact, in the old days, they probably still do. They used to make instruments for factories out of diamonds that could cut anything. So fascinating things that the Aruch seems to have held that the Shamir, in no place in the story, is there anything that indicates the Shamir was alive? That's just a Masora or Pshat. The bird was alive. That doesn't say the Shamir was alive. Look at the bird used the Shamir to cut the ass. Let's see what the Shamir, never said the Shamir was a Shamir. The bird was alive. But Nick says the Shamir was alive. So fascinating, everyone says it was a kind of small creature, except apparently for the Aruch. And he was saying maybe that's why the Gra changed the Gersa and not a little bit of a Gersa. I'm not sure why the Gra changed the Gersa. Maybe it was a diamond. Okay, the Shlayan, though, how the diamond could mesh into the Avnei Boshen without making them chaser. Because the Chor, when you cut something with a diamond, you actually have to scratch pieces off and it's now chaser. So, a little misopic, basically your two choices are, you have a rationalist interpretation of Shamir, there's a diamond, diamonds can cut anything, but then I'm not sure how it managed to cut the stones, and still be possible. So you have to reinterpret it, doesn't mean you can't do this anymore. The diamond can cut so carefully, it's not cracked, or you have to say it's something supernatural, and it's a creature that we are not aware of nowadays, which makes sense, but it's not supposed to be a creature. In the story that has superpowers. Okay, one of those. You can have a rational interpretation or a supernatural interpretation. In any case, they said you need a shamir to cut these stones. That's a lot of shamir use. And we didn't get to finish the story today. And our time is up. So we'll have to finish the story. Amir Tzashem. Okay.
Well, the diamonds. Isn't there a problem? The shamir, you could say there's one of them in this world. Diamonds, there's plenty of them around. Why did he have to go running crazy?
So the answer is, I don't know how common diamonds were in those days. You know, it's very hard. We don't have the name for any gems, what they mean, right? So is a diamond mentioned in the Torah? Is it not? Obviously, if one of the stones of the Hoshe was a diamond anyway, they had diamonds. But maybe a diamond wasn't mentioned in the Torah. No one really knows. The truth is, I don't know. Maybe you could do some research, find out the history of diamonds. When they first had diamonds? Okay, Shlayan.